There is a young lady that lives in College Station there in Southeast Texas. Back in 91, this young lady, this particular lady was my administrative specialist, as we would call in the military. The more common term is secretary. She was the one that took care of all of my administrations. She did all of my typing. She was a military member at the time, and I was her immediate supervisor. Well, she now lives in College Station, and we have hooked up by virtue of technology on Facebook and such. And she's going through some trials with her younger son. And whenever we talk on the phone, I try to encourage her to read the Psalms. The reason being is when you read the Psalms, the book of Psalms is Christianity 101, where the rubber meets the road. In the book of Psalms, you will find every human emotion. Hate, love, joy, happiness, death, enemies, struggle, victory, defeat. You will find every human emotion in the book of Psalms. You will find Christianity in the raw. Not the type of Christianity that in today's circles is kind of, you know, they got this fake veneer. Everybody's happy as a Christian. Every day the sun shines. You never have doubts. You never have fears. A Christian is always on that Mount Everest. Beloved, there are times in the book of Psalms that the writer is found in a valley and he sees no way out of his valley other than God reaching down and rescuing him or her. Psalm 68 is no different. Psalm 68 is no different at all. Notice what it says in verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from men. Yea, for the rebellious also, even those who do not believe, that the Lord God might dwell among them. You know what's so ironic about verse 18? The Apostle Paul quotes that verse in Ephesians chapter 4, referring to the one who's being told who has ascended and the one who has now dispensed gifts to men is none other than Christ in his resurrection and in his ascension. Verse 18 in Psalm 68, written 1,000 years before Christ was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Paul reaches all the way back in time and tells us that that portion of Psalm 68, David had the Messiah in mind. That when Christ did ascend to heaven, he ascended in order to shower us with gifts and blessings. Notice also verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Beloved, I think a pastor's one of the responsibilities of a pastor is not only to love his congregation and to minister to them as a shepherd would his flock of sheep, but a pastor is to tell the congregation who they are in Christ, what Christ has provided for them in their salvation, and to remind them that every blessing that comes into our life comes to us by virtue of Christ and Him alone. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, not just on Sunday morning for a couple of hours, daily. Matter of fact, I go so far as to say this. If you are alive right now, pumping blood, and you can hear my voice, God has granted you another day to walk on His earth. And to me, beloved, we need to praise Him even for that token blessing. Just to be alive, to be able to see, to stand, to sit, to feel, to eat, to taste, to touch. He that is our God, verse 20, is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. Look at verse 28. Thy God had commanded thy strength. He commands even our ability to walk, to stand, to work, to provide a living for our family. He gives us our very beating hearts. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Not only does he strengthen us, notice David prays, Lord, strengthen us even more in that regards. Verse 32, sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, stop, think, meditate what that actually means. This idea of singing unto our God, ye kingdoms of the earth, not just little Israel, not just one little nation tucked away there in the Middle East, but all kingdoms, all nations, all peoples are to sing unto the Lord. Well, who is this Lord? Verse 33, to him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. How powerful is the voice of God? Well, beloved, before creation, there was nothing out there but the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And then God the Father and the Son and the Spirit, working together as a triunity, simply speak. They speak. And where there was nothing is now the universes and the galaxies and the stars and the planets, the comets, the asteroids. He simply spoke, and that which was not became what it is today. What a voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible. And the idea of terrible doesn't mean that God is a gross-looking monster. He's the Almighty. If he is able to speak things into existence that were not once there, but now they're there, what a God, what a voice, what a Savior. O God, thou art terrible. Out of thy holy places, the God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. That's you, beloved. You, my dear friends. And then what is the response of God's people? Blessed be God. And so, beloved, may I encourage all of us here this morning. May I encourage all of us here this morning to really think, Selah, stop and think and consider who God is and all that he's given to us. And may God bless his word. Amen.